Okay.
Hashem in the Kori Yisrael. The babies in the Mokar, the Rechem is called the Mokar, even the Ubrin in the Mokar were also participating in the Shir. I remember when I was a student in Rabbi Gerelich Shir, Rabbi Gerelich was a sworn misnagid. He used to make fun of Hasidim all the time. But he said, in the yeshivas in Europe, in the Lithuanian yeshivas, they used to say, where is there a mokka for the Hasidish practice to sing a nigun without any words? Bim-bam, bim-bam, and no words. So he said, the mokka is this pasuk. The Gemara says, the ubrim shebimeimon said shira. What they said, the words are yashir. It's mamish keneged ho-erva. They're inside the mother's erva, inside the rechem. So they can't say the words. Obviously, they just sang the nigun. So it's a right that to such an institution, there's a meaningfulness, there's significance to singing a nigun without any words. Okay. So the Gemara says, according to the Amora who learns that from the first pasuk in Rus, that the Inga Sarah for Brichas Nisuin, he doesn't have to interpret. He could interpret the second pasuk in Tilim as saying the same thing, that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'makelos, kohol is a minion, regarding in Yoni Iske Mokar, Mokar means having children, period Rivia. Brichas Nisuin, he could interpret it like that, but he doesn't need it to teach us this din. The din of Asara from Brichas Nisuin can be derived from Ruas. So he could interpret the pasuk and tell him that it goes on Shiras Hayam. And the one who says that the second pasuk in Tilim is the marker for this din, that Brichas Nisuin requires Asara, he doesn't necessarily have to interpret that that's what was going on in Megillas Ruas. He's free to say that the Asara that Boaz gathered together was in order to be mefarsim the din. What was the new din? He was telling over a new din that they never heard of before, that Amani v'lai Amanis, Mayavi v'lai Mayavis. By Mamzer, the Gemara says in Yibamis, you don't say Mamzer v'lai Mamzeris. If a woman is a Mamzeris, she's Asura love of the Kohl. Mamzafila Mamzeris. But Mitzri v'daimi also, the Pashtus is Mitzri a Mitzris, male or female. Only over here by Amon Amoyav. So that was a Chiddush. And they didn't know it for so many generations. That's the question. This drasha, Amayni v'lai Amaynis, Mayavi v'lai Mayavis, the Chidor wrote many, many svarim. And one of the svarim is called Simchas HaRegel. It's a running commentary on Megillas Rus. A whole sefer, just on Megillas Rus. And he shows that there is a machlekes HaRishonim. Ravelvelos Olovechik has this in his sefer on Chumash also. There is a machlekes HaRishonim regarding this drasha of Amayni v'lai Amaynis, Mayavi v'lai Mayavis. Was this a halacha l'moshe v'sinai? A tradition all the way back, or was this a drasha that they were mechadish at that time? But whatever it was, whether there was a drasha that were mechadish then, a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, or it was an old tradition, Allah HaMashiach Nisinai, it wasn't known to the public. The public thought that Rusa Ma'aviyah was not allowed to marry Ben Yisrael. So Boaz was one of the shoftim, so Yivika Chasora Anoshim Yiziknahir, that's why he took Tavke Ziknahir Tamir HaKlamim, to be mefarsim the halacha, the drasha that for pesumim milsa the Gemara says to be mefarsim the halacha that amayne v'lay amaynes that rusa ma'aviyah was materis love of the kol. So then the Gemara asks, and for that you need 10 people. It's not enough for 3 people, but 5 people. What do you need davke? Then the Gemara says, yeah, like we see a ma'aser shehoya that there is a machlekes hatanoim. Can you make a kinyan on a dover shalav bali yailam? I want to sell you the pears that are going to grow. Tovshinai and Zai. They didn't grow yet. So let's say I want to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, but I didn't succeed in buying it yet. I'm negotiating with the city. I'm going to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. So can I make a kinyan to... You don't stand the chance. They're never going to sell it to you. And they're friendly with me. They may or may not sell me the Brooklyn Bridge. I want to sell it over to you. So if I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, likishayov aliyadi. So Rameir is of the opinion that the Dovishla Baliyolam lends itself to a kinyan. You can make a kinyan on Dovish. Just like you can give a get lachalamid yom. You can make a kiddusha isha lachalamid yom. You can sell a karka lachalamid yom. So I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, lachalamayam, likishayov aliyadi. If and when I ever succeed in acquiring ownership, so it should belong to you. Up until the time that I'll acquire the ownership, the kinyan is not chal. It can't be chal. It doesn't exist yet. It doesn't belong to me yet. But likishayav al-yarlam, then it'll be chal. So Rav Meir holds that you can make kikinyan on davar shel bal yonah. The Gemara in Yevamos lists off a whole shita. Rav Meir in this time, at that time, at the other time, a whole group of tanoim, the Goyim have a tradition en halacha kishita. Whenever it's usually Abai, whenever Abai lists off a string of tanoim who all say kula mamre davar echad, they all say you can make kikinyan on davar shel bal yonah. What he means to say is that that's not the accepted opinion. That the majority opinion is that you cannot make a kinyan on a davar shel bal yonah. So that's how we pass it. You cannot make a kinyan on a davar shel bal yonah. Let's say the Gemara has a shaila. Can I write a get for a woman whom I didn't even marry yet? Why should the Meshugana want to write a get before he even married her? So let's say there are cases that happens, let's say a woman is not an American citizen. She wants to come to America, and then don't let her come in. So if she marries an American citizen, so then they'll let her come in. So let's say she's pleading with that person, do me a favor, marry me civilly, marry me religiously, whatever, let's get married, that I should be able to become a citizen. But she does want to really be married to him. She wants to get a divorce. It's only for purposes of immigration that she wants to marry. So let's say they'll agree, he's going to marry her, and later on he's going to give her a get. And she's afraid he may not give her a get, he may make her an aguna. So let's say he gives her a get before he even gave her the kiddushin. He says, Hareza Gitech, starting from January 2016, and then he's going to be Mekadisha now, for the purpose of immigration. Then they get, so she's assured that the get will take effect in January. So can you write the get before you even have kiddushin? So the Gemara says in Yevamos that depends on davar shel bal yonah. So we pask, and you cannot write the get, because the writing of the get is the tchilas hagerushin. That's what it means, ksiva l'shma. Ksiva l'shma means that the ksiva and the nesina are a composite. The combination of both together accomplishes the gerushin. Unlike a normal shtar, which doesn't require ksiva l'shma. So we say that the ksiva is the hachanas hachefze with which I do the kinyan. And the kinyan consists of the tvisas balashtar. When I give it to the other party and he holds on to it, so the tvisas balashtar constitutes the kinyan. And by get, and by the shtaris, by getish, and by shtar shechir evaknaini, by shtar kiddushin, the three shtaris that require ksiva lishma. Ksiva lishma means that the ksiva is the tchilas hakinyan. It's a composite that consists of, a composite act that consists of ksiva witnessing. So if he's going to do the ksiva before, ksiva saget before he even married her, so according to Rav Meir that you can make a kinyan on a davar shel bal yonah, it's acceptable. But we paskin that not. You cannot make a kinyan on a davar shel bal yonah, so you cannot write the get before he already has, before he has the kiddushin yet. That's how we paskin. So now the Gemara had a machlekes amaron. Even if you hold, you cannot make a kinyan on a davar shel bal yonah. I cannot sell the pears that are going to grow on top Shinai and Zion because they didn't grow yet. I cannot sell the Brooklyn Bridge, Likisha Yavaliyadi, because I don't own it yet, I don't possess it yet. I cannot write a get for the woman whom I wasn't even Mekadosh yet. It's Dovish Lobalelem. I cannot be Machrish, Trumas and Maestris, and the pears that didn't grow yet. It didn't grow yet. I say, everything is growing, and it wasn't yet Heidi Shlish. So I say, Hareza Trume Alakol, Likisha Yavi Shlish, Vi Tolshu. So that's called Davish Lab Bal Yom, so you cannot do that. So now there was a Machlokes Amaron. What if I'm Makne, a karka that really exists, to a baby who wasn't born yet? The one who's going to acquire the ownership of the thing is an Uber. You say, Hamazaka Uber is the same issue of Ramey and Rabbana. It's also Davish Lab Bal Yom. Just like you cannot be makna an item that's lo bali olam, you cannot be makna to a person who's a dying lo bali olam. Or should I say, for some reason or another, maybe that's better. So our Gemara quotes that Shmuel is of the opinion. We don't pass like Shmuel. Shmuel is of the opinion, Hamzaka l'uber kona. And Shmuel wanted everybody to know that that's his opinion. So, kidoma le Shmuel rabchana bagdisto'o. Rashi tells us that there's a city in Babel that's known as Baghdad. We know that. So the Chana Bagdasa was a rabbi who came from Baghdad. So Shmuel told his student, Rav Chana Bagdasa, gather together 10 people. Puk, go outside and bring me 10 people of Sora. I will tell you the psak in the presence of the 10 people, my shita, which we happen not to pass the light, but he wanted everybody to know his opinion. Amazakalu Bakana. That even though we paskin against Rav Meir, you cannot make a kinyan on a Dovish Labali Yalom, but to a baby who wasn't born yet, that's okay. That is acceptable. Taisus points out that there are those who are of the opinion, punkt verkehrt, that even if the din would have been like Rav Meir, that you can make a kinyan on an item that's Labali Yalom, but to a person, there's love olam, that's worse. There's no one to make the kinyan on his behalf. Anyway, we paskin, they're both no good. Cannot make a kinyan on those love olam, nor can you make a kinyan to a baby who's a dying love olam. The Gemara, however, has, in Baba Basra, on that daf, where is it? Kufman base. The Gemara there has a very mechudish de gavart. The Gemara says, Amazaka lo uber loikana. That's if it's somebody else's Uber. I want to give a gift to someone else's baby who wasn't born yet. The wife is pregnant with the baby, or the wife is not yet pregnant, doesn't make a difference. What if I want to give a present to my own baby who wasn't born yet? So then the Gemara says in Baba Basra that then it is good. Because there is a Gemira's Das. That's a Mechudish Dike Gemara. The Gemara says that the whole reason why a Mazaka lo Uber loikana is a lack of das. We usually assume it's not a lack of das. We usually assume you can't make a kinyan on a dovish labal yalim. You can't make a kinyan to a dovish labal yalim. It doesn't exist. You can't make a kinyan on something that is non-existent. The Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says it's a chisarmin in das. Some mazaka lo uber, someone else's uber, like on a mazaka, his own wife is pregnant with a baby and he wants to give that baby a matana. So then the baby will be kind of because Daito Shalagam Krova Eitzel Benot. So that's a Mechudish Dike Gemara. Does it mean, does it shed light on the whole Din of Dovish Labayom? The whole thing is just a problem of a lack of Smichas Das? Or maybe it only means Amzaka Le'uber, that's a lack of Smichas Das. When you make a Kenyan on a Dovish Labayom, that's a Din. That's not a lack of Smichas Das. That's Aloch, it can't be Chal. But if you make a kinyan to a dovish labal yalom, so Shmuel said that it is acceptable. We don't pass like Shmuel, so we don't pass like Shmuel. That's a psychological problem. That's a lack of smichas das. Mazakalu b'shaloi, daito shalod and krov eitzel benoi. So there's no problem. There's no psychological problem of a lack of smichas das. Whichever it is, that's a mechudish diki gemar. That a mazakalu b'shaloi kana because there is a smichas das. The Gemara continues with the text of the bracha of Birchas Chasanim. What we call the Sheber brachas. We call the Sheber brachas because we add on Bar Pri Avokah. And the Gemara never says that they said Birchas Nisuin Alakos. That's the Rosh quotes from the Gaonim, and that seems to be, we assume that really existed, Bizman HaGemara also. That there was such a concept as Birchas Nisuin Alakos, so the six brachas with the Bar Pri Avokah and add up to the seven brachas. What about Birchas Erisin? So the Gemara quotes the text of the Birchas Erisin. So that, you look in the Rosh, that seems that Alakos, Birchas Erisin Alakos, that seems that was instituted by the Goyim. It doesn't seem that existed at all. Zman HaGemara. So that's the famous Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has Chidushim in the order of the Masechta, then at the end of the whole Masechta, he has what he calls Kuntres Achrayim. He chazed the whole Masechta with the Talmidim, and he added Ha'oris. So on the Kuntres Achrayim, he has a comment over here. He says, can I say, let's say I'm saying, I'm eating bread, I'm drinking wine, and there's a whole group of people who are all eating bread, we're all drinking wine. So there's a Mishnah in Brachas, Daf Mem Gimel, and the Gemara there, that if we're all eating together, then you need Haseba. Pas v'yayin, you need Haseba. Haseba means you're leaning on your left side on a couch. Bizman hazeh, nobody does Haseba all year long. We do on Pesach night, all year long we don't do Haseba. So Tosis writes there that Bizman hazeh, we don't practice Haseba. So Yeshiva didan ke Haseba didu. If all the people are sitting around the same table, and out in the middle of the week, and we're having a drinking party, we're all drinking wine, and we're all eating bread. So then, if you have Haseba, or sitting around the same table, Shiva Didan can say to the two, one person can say Hamoitzi, or Bar Pi Agafen, to be Moitzi everybody. And if they're not sitting, Let's say some people are standing, some people are walking in from the kitchen, they didn't sit down yet. And then I say Hamoitzi, or Bar Piagofen, so the other people are not Yotzi. They're only Yotzi with Shemei Kohenah, they're only Yotzi the Bar Piagofen, or the Hamoitzi, if we're all sitting around the table. What if it's not Pas or Yayin? So then the Gemara says, and Brachas HaSebe is irrelevant. In what direction is it irrelevant? It means even without HaSebe, I can be both of them, we're all eating potato chips and we're all playing. We're all running around in a park. So I can be both of them with the Bar Piadom, we're all eating ice cream. I can be both of them with the Shahakal even without any yeshiva at all. Or it means that it doesn't even help. Even if you are sitting around the table, it doesn't help. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Two lashonis in the Gemara. That's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which way to Paskin. And that's 2 days in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. We're all having ice cream, we're all eating potato chips, we're all eating vegetables or fruits. Can one person say a bracha for the others even without a seba? Or you cannot say a bracha for the others even with a seba. But in Pasan Yayin, the din is that it depends on a seba. What if I'm not eating bread at all? What if I'm not drinking wine at all? So then I cannot say Bar Piagofen Amoitzi for somebody else. If you didn't say Kiddush yet, you don't know how to say. I already said Kiddush v'Havdovah. You don't know how to say Kiddush, then that's the din, Yotza, Moitz. Even though I was already Yotze, I can say Kiddush again to be Moitzi you. But Yotza, Moitzi, I already finished eating breakfast, and you want to eat a sandwich. I cannot say HaMoitzi for you if I'm not eating bread. If we're all eating bread together, then you say, I can say HaMoitzi for myself and for you also. But to say HaMoitzi only for you, that's not acceptable. So the Gemara says, when do you have an exception to the rule? That you can't say Bar Piagofen for someone else, you can't say Hamoitzi for someone else even though you're not eating. The Gemara says on Pesach night, I can say Hamoitzi al Achilas Matzah for somebody else even though I already finished my Seder. I already benched. I'm not eating Matzah now at all. I can say Bar Piagofen and Kiddush for you even though I already was Yotze Kiddush. I'm not going to drink any wine now. I don't need the Bar Piagofen. The Bar Piagofen with the Kiddush is only for you. So the Gemara says, although in Bichas Hanenin, the klal is that Yotza Moitzi does not apply, but in the Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, in the Hamoitzi of Alachilas Matzah, it does apply. So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Why is that so? Is it because the Bar Piagofen is part of the Kiddush? So just like on the Kiddush of Din is Yotza Moitzi, and the Bar Piagofen of the Kiddush also, Yotza Moitzi, or the same by Alachilas Matzah. Alachilas Matzah and Hamoitzi Lechem in Haaretz. Are we okay?
It says we're on hold while we try to call back.
Okay.
Oh. It says there's a problem with the call.
Are we back again? Are we okay?
Yes, we can't see it.
The third parak in Rosh Hashanah, Yotza Moitzi does not apply to Birchas HaNehenin, but Yotza Moitzi does apply to Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, and it applies to HaMoitzi of Al-Achilas Matz. So there's a machlekes of Rishonim, why is that so? Is it because the Bar Piagofen blends in to be part of Kiddush? The Kiddush consists of Bar Piagofen and Kiddush. And Hamoitzi Lachmanos, I can say it, Hamoitzi blends in to be part of Al Achilas Matzah. So the words don't make any sense. And maybe it means like this. Hamoitzi blends in to be part of the Haggadah. There's a big Haggadah from the beginning to the end. So the Hamoitzi Lachman Ha'aretz and Al Achilas Matzah, the whole thing is part of the Haggadah. So the Haggadah is Shemer Kain and Yotz Hamoitzi. I can be moitzi somebody else with the Haggadah, even though I already was yotze. So the Haggadah of Al-Achilas Matzah is part of the Haggadah. Is that the pshat? The Agav, the rest of the Haggadah, in the Agav, the Kiddush, that's why I can be moitzi you? Or maybe I should say no. The whole reason why you don't say Yotza Moitzi by Birchas Hanenin, Rashi explains over there, why do you say Yotza Moitzi I can blow shofar for the people in the hospital, even though I was already yotze. Or I can say kiddush with a newcomer who walked in late, even though I was already yotze kiddush. I can say kiddush a second time for the new people again. Why is that? So Rashi says, because kol yisrael arevim zebozeh. So since there's a Jew in the world who wasn't yotze kiddush yet, who wasn't yotze kiddush shofar yet, it's considered as if I wasn't yotze yet. So it's shamei kaina. I'm blowing shofar a second time, that I should be able to be yotze. Because if there's one Jew left in New Zealand who didn't hear tkiyah shofar, there's one Jew left in anywhere in the world who didn't hear kiddush yet, means I wasn't fully yotze. And if I'll say kiddush again, that'll help someone else to be yotze. So I'm mechuyev to say kiddush, to be yotze my chiyuv, and I got my chiyuv, he'll be yotze along with me. It'll be shamei kaina. So Rashi writes, Yotza Moitzi, and the other Rishonim agree with Rashi. The Gemara never says it, but that's all the Rishonim say like Rashi. That Yotza Moitzi, because I'm still called Mechuyev B'Dovim. Ishena Mechuyev B'Dovar, Eina Moitzi Yosarabim V'Deich HaVosim. Let's say a woman will blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So women are not Mechuyev in Kiv Shofar. Chay Rishonim V'Kotten will blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So no one's Yotza, because they're not Mechuyev B'Dovar. But if a Gadol, who is Mechuyev in Shofar, who is Mechuyev in Kiddush, who already heard shofar, already said Kiddush, he's going to blow shofar a second time for those who didn't hear yet. He's going to say kiddush again a second time for those who weren't yotze yet. So the question, how can he be mitze then? Mishen b'chuy b'dover and imotzi aserabim midechei vasim. So the answer is Rashi says he is b'chuy b'dover. Since kol yisrael areidim zeh b'zeh, if there's one Jew left in the end of the world who didn't hear shofar, or there's one Jew left in the end of the world who didn't hear kiddush yet, so I'm still b'chuy to say kiddush if it's going to help that Jew. So I can say kiddush for him. Mashenikin, if someone wants to eat food, what are you going to say? Kol yisrael areivim zeh b'zeh. It's my responsibility to see to it that he should eat food. Let him not eat food. Let him learn how to say a bracha. The kiddush with the tkiyah shofar, that's a mitzvah, that's mutelus on him. They say, orvos, kol yisrael areivim zeh b'zeh. When they're mekabel orvos, or hagrizim and harevim. Orvos didn't begin at harsina. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when they're mekabel there, Brochus a kololus, the creases bris of Hagriz Marevo, that's when the din of kolosol arevim zeh b'zeh set in. So Orvis is on mitzvahs. I'm mechuyev to do a mitzvah if it'll help someone else. I'm mechuyev to see to it that the other people fulfill mitzvah. And I'm mechuyev to see to it that other people should eat food. You want to eat food, learn how to say a brocha. So that's svar, you want to eat food, learn how to say a brocha. That's nitan lahayomer, and plain achilo shel nehen. But if you're eating matzah, he has to eat matzah. He has to eat matzah. The Mele has to say the Brocha Amoitzi. He has to hear Kiddush. He has to have Kiddush ala Yayin with the Rabbanim. So you need Bar Pi Agofen. Without the Bar Pi Agofen, you can't be Yotze the Kiddush. So you don't have to say that the Bar Pi Agofen becomes an integral part of the Kiddush. Or that the Amoitzi of Alachilos Matzi becomes an integral part of the Haggadah. And since you say Yotze Amoitzi on the Haggadah, so it includes also the Bichas Amoitzi of the Haggadah. Since you say Yotze Moitzi on the Kiddush, the Bar Pi Agofen is an integral part. Nah, you don't have to say it's an integral part of the Kiddush. You don't have to say it's an integral, Hamoitzi is an integral part of the Haggadah. The word is, the guy can't be Yotze Matzah. He has to eat Matzah, whether he likes it or not. So he has to eat Matzah, he has to say Hamoitzi. So you say, Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh B'Zeh, and that is well. So this is a Machlokes HaRishonim. Where do you have the Machlokes? On Shabbos morning, the Kiddush only consists of Bar Pi Agofen. It doesn't come, not the Bar Pi Agofen, it comes along with another bracha of Kiddush. You can't say the Bar Pi Agofen is schlepped along with the Kiddush, since it's a Yotze Moitzi. On the Kiddush parts, and the Mele Yotze Moitzi, and the Bar Pi Agofen also. The whole Kiddush only consists of the Bar Pi Agofen, that's the Ganze Maisa. So the Ramah quotes the Tosfos that they say Yotze Moitzi even on Kiddush on Shabbos morning. It's a Tosfos in Arvei Psachim. And Rabbi Akiva Eger, on that Ramah, refers you to the Ritvo on Arvei Psachim, who disagrees. He says no. When the Gemara said in the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah that Yotza Moitzi, even on Bar Pi Agofen of Kiddush, that's only Kiddush on Friday night, a Leil Yantav. But Kiddush on Shabbos morning, a Yantav in the morning, that only consists of the Bar Pi Agofen, it doesn't come along with another bracha, so you can't say Yotza Moitzi on that. So that really seems to indicate two ways to understand that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Why did the Gemara say that Yotze Moitzi on the Bar Pi Agofen of the Kiddush Is it because it blends in to be part of the Haggadah? Or it blends in to be an integral part of the Kiddush? So then on Shabbos morning it doesn't blend into anything. The Baruch HaGofen stands alone. But he's saying, no, he's mechuyev to have the Kiddush. He's mechuyev to have eat the matzah. Ah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Yotze Moitzi, even on HaMoitzi, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, for the meals. Isn't he mechuyev to eat pas for the meals? So if you say that the reason why you say Yotze Moitzi, Nana Moitzi, Avachilos Matzah, because mechuyev to eat matzah, so you should say on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, for the Suda Shabbos, Suda Yom Tov, you should say we should permit Yotze Moitzi by the HaMoitzi. So the Shulchan Aruch gives the reason why. Because the din is that if there are such people who exist, I don't know who they are, if a person enjoys fasting better than eating, these would be such tzaddikim, chassidim, they would enjoy fasting better than eating. So for such a person, he's not obligated to eat Sudas on Shabbos or Yom Tov. For him, the fasting is his Einik Shabbos. So since there exist such people, it's not the same as Al-Achilas Matzah. When you eat matzah, whether you like it or not, you have to eat the matzah. When you eat Korban Pesach, whether you like it or not, you have to eat the flesh. Even if all year long you're a vegetarian, you have no choice. On Pesach night, you must eat Korban Pesach, and you must eat matzah. So that's why one can say, since you're mechuyev to eat the Pesach, you're mechuyev to eat the matzah, you're mechuyev to say the Kiddush, so then you can say Yotze Moitzi on the Bor Piagofen, and on the Shahakal of the Korban Pesach, and on the Moitzi of the Achilas Matzah. But on every Shabbos Yom Tov, we can't say he's absolutely mechuyev to eat pas. Not absolutely mechuyev. If he would have been an individual who enjoys fasting better than eating, he wouldn't have been obligated to eat the pas. So that's the big machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. That's a shaila. Let's say you have under the chuppah, so you have all these brachas. So years ago, they didn't have the practice of being mechaber different people with all the different brachas. Whoever was Masada Kedushin ran the whole show from the beginning to the end. And then they decided to break it up into two parts. So they gave Sidi Kedushin to one person, and another rabbi would recite all the Sheva brachas. And then as the years went by, so they decided to divide all of the Sheva brachas also. One person a mechaber with Yotze Ha'adam, one person says Asher Baruch Sosam Simcha, different people say the different brachas. That's when the Satmar Rebbe came to America, and he hadn't seen this in Europe. If you're mechaber someone with Sidi Kedushin, so he ran the whole show, he said everything. When he came to America and they started to divide up all the kibbutim, so he said in Yiddish, so that nachim and atzai, the day will come, that they call up one person to say bu, one person to say rich, bu rich. To say two syllables. Mechaber different people, each one will say a different syllable. That's very questionable whether you say Yotze Moitzi on a syllable. Prashtas, you've got to say a word. Okay. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva about this in the Har Tzvi. Chelik Aruch Chaim. Is that acceptable to divide up the brachas among Birchas Nisuin, the Sheva brachas among different people? Two of the Birchas Nisuin do not begin with Baruch. Rashi and Taisvus on Chesam and Aleph refer you to the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachas, and it's a Gemara in Arbe Psochim, that every Bracha has to be Posachas B'Baruch. Every Bracha has to have Baruch Atah Hashem Makan Malcho Olam, unless it's a Bracha Hasmucha L'Chavetos. Let's say in the Shemon Esri. Shemon Esri begins, Baruch Atah Hashem Alekeinu Alekei Aviseinu. So it's Posachas B'Baruch. And then the second Bracha starts, Atah Gibor. The third Bracha starts, Atah Kadosh. For the bracha, fourth bracha starts Atocha name. Next bracha starts Hashvein Avinu Sorasecha. Slach Lano Avinu Kichatano Reino Vianeinu Refueinu. So the first bracha begins Baruch Ato Hashem, and the second, the third, the fourth, all the way till the 19th bracha, none of the remaining 18 brachas begin with the brachas. Every one is a bracha Asmucha L'Chavosav. Brachas Amosim starts off Baruch Ato Hashem Mokenu Machoelam Azanus Oelam. Then the second bracha Noda Lucha. Third bracha Rachim. There's no delucha smucha lechavito, and rachim is smucha lechavito as well. The last bracha, Toiv Ameitim, starts again, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mokena Malach Oelam, Keil Avinu, Mokena Adirena, but why is it Pasachas Bevorach? Why isn't it smucha lechavito to rachim? But no rachma vishalayim omen. So the Gemara in Brachas explains why. Because Toiv Ameitim is lav deraisa. it's not part of benching. It's not even part of Birchas Hamazon midirabbanan. It's not that Birchas Hamazon deraisa ends at Banav Rachma Bishalayim Amen, and the last bracha is part of Birchas Hamazon midirabbanan. Even midirabbanan, it's not part of the Birchas Hamazon. The Chachamim were misaken to recite an additional bracha at the conclusion of Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon ends at Banav Rachma Bishalayim Amen, and Atayv Ameitiv is a separate bracha. One of the grandsons by marriage of Chacham Avadia delivered a hesped when his grandfather passed away. So he mentioned that every time he would visit, that's the one who is now the rabbi in London and the Sephardic shul in London. So he said every time he would visit by his grandfather, Chacham Avadia, he says when he would recite Birchas Hamazon, the Gemara says Birchas Hamazon has to be recited be yeshiva, you have to sit. So he says every single time his grandfather would get to and then he would say Atayv Ameitiv, he would get up and start walking around already because he needed a sefer or something. He wouldn't sit for Atayv Ameitiv because Atayv Ameitiv, even with the Rabbanan, is not part of the Birchas Hamazon. It's a bracha, the Beis HaLevi has this and a small sefer on Chumash in between Bereishis and Shmos. He has one page where he has Chidushei Halacha, so he has that also, one short paragraph. Atayv Ameitiv is not even part of Birchas Hamazon with the Rabbanan. It's a separate bracha to be recited after the conclusion of the whole Birchas Hamazon. That's what it means, Birchas Hamazon. Lav deraisa means that even with the Rabbanan, it's not part of the Birchas Hamazon. So that's why it's Pasachas B'Baruch. So here two of the Sheva brachas do not begin with Baruch Atah. Which are the two? Sosta Sisvus Savelhu Akora is the fifth of the Sheva brachas. We start with Baruch Piyagofen. Sostosis is the fifth, and Samech to Samech, Reim Ahuvim, is the sixth. So Samech to Samech and Sostosis do not begin with Baruch. The reason is because they are Smucha Lachavata. So that was a big issue that Rav Zvi Pesach Frank writes about in his Sefer. Can you be Mechaved, a person to say Sostosis who didn't say the bracha, the previous bracha, Yetzah Ha'odah? Is that called Smucha Lachavata? Then my bracha, Sostosis, follows after his bracha. But I didn't say the previous bracha, Yotzer Ha'odom. Yotzer Ha'odom Tzalman, Tzalman Vlustav Misa, Yotzer Ha'odom. One person said that bracha, then a different person says Sostosis, and a different person says Samech Tesama. So can you consider that Smucha L'chavator? If I didn't say the previous bracha, I'm saying only the second bracha. So there were Rabbanim who insisted that that's not acceptable, that's not considered Smucha L'chavator. And the practice clearly has become that we do consider it smucha l'chavta, because kach tikno chachamim. There's a seder of brachas. It is called smucha l'chavta. The Mishnah has in brachas. Let's say you have a shliach tzibur is reciting chazoras hashatz, and then he's nishkatek. He gets stuck in the middle of hashivein avinu l'sarasecha, choking, coughing, and he can't continue further. So you have to yamer achetachta. The Gaba has to get someone else to take over the Chazaras Hashatz. So where does he start from? He starts Mitchilas HaBrocha Shetor HaRishon. He starts from the beginning of that Brocha that the first cousin got stuck in. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Where's the Smucha L'Chavato? It is Smucha L'Chavato. The text of the Shemoneh Esrei has 19 Brochas in the Seder Mesuyam. So this Brocha follows the previous Brocha. Even though the previous Brocha was recited by different shots. When I take over, it's called Smucha L'chavata, yes?
I thought Rabbi said in Shulchan Aruch that only if the people in the Tzibur were producing every single word of Havana. Not if it's dumb, they just, the Shliach Tzibur can't continue. Everyone has to have Havana for every single word the Shliach Tzibur says, but that person at the very least, and then he can continue.
Okay.
So it also, on the Chum also, then that person has to have Havana for that Brahma. You can't just walk up and say,
Okay. I don't know if that's correct. But the Nuchasim, let's say the Nuchasim came in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. It came in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. It can't take over in the middle. I don't think that's correct. There's a din in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch that if I daven on Rosh Chodesh and I forgot Yalav Yavoi, daven on Chol HaMoed and I forgot Yalav Yavoi, so then instead of, so I have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, and if the Chazan is going to recite Chazaras Hashatz, if I'll pay attention from the beginning to the end, and the Chazan is going to say, Yalav Yavoi, so I can be Yotze with the Chazaras Hashatz. So then I have to listen from the beginning to the end. Well, let's say somebody came in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, and the Shatz is Nishtatek, he gets stuck in the middle. He can't continue. Mishnah Berurah says usually it happens on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rarely happens the course of the year. Usually it happens every year Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur at some minyan or another, because the davening is so long, there's so many piyutim. So the chazan loses his voice in the middle. And a regular weekday, regular Shabbos Yom Tov, it's very rare. I never heard that it should happen all year long. Mishnah Berurah says only on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I have heard that it happens every year. There's some shul or another in the New York area where the chazan loses his voice. So the pashtus is, when the new chazan takes over, even if he wasn't there in the beginning of the Chazaras HaShatz, he can start from the middle. We consider that smucha l'chavata. So that's the midigoy l'miz. We have accepted that opinion, that tzais tosis v'samech t'samech re'im ahuvim is considered a brocha smucha l'chavata, even though I didn't say the first brocha, because in the Seder ha-brochas, that is the Seder, that's called smucha l'chavata. The Taisus in Brochas and the Taisus in Arvei Psochim, it has a lot of kashas. Tfilas Haderech is a brocha, ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tfilah. It ends off with a brocha, and it doesn't begin Baruch Atah Hashem Eloken Molchan. Starts off Yiratz Molchanecho, Shetelecheinu L'Sholom. So Taisus asks, isn't it a brocha? You end off Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tfilah. How come it's not Posachas B'Baruch? The one opinion Taisus answers is that it's not a bracha bichlal. It's a tchina, it's a tfilo. So the tfilos don't have to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. It ends off with a bracha. But the beginning is a tfilo, and the rule doesn't apply. It doesn't have to be Pesach B'Baruch. And it's famous, the Rishonim quotes from the Maharam Rutenberg, that when he would travel, and he was required to recite the tfilos HaDerech, so he'd either go to the bathroom beforehand, and then say Asher Yotzar, and then recite right after Asher Yotzar, recite Tfilas HaDerech, or he would say Bar Nefoshes on some food, Alamichi on some cookies, and at the conclusion of the Bar Nefoshes, or the conclusion of the Alamichi, he would recite the Tfilas HaDerech, he'd make it into a Smucha L'Chavata. So that's a question many other Rishonim debate. How does that become Smucha L'Chavata? Smucha L'Chavata means like in Shmoneh Esrei, like at Birchas Nisuin. The Chachamim were misaken a whole Seder. It goes in order. First bracha, the second bracha, the third bracha. They were never misaken to say Tfilas HaDerech after Asher Yotzar. They were never misaken to say Tfilas HaDerech after Bar Nefoshes, after Alamichi. They have nothing to do with each other. It's not one Seder. So that's Alpi Pashtus, that's a Shtar Ketayna. Bracha Smucha L'Chavata means if it's a Seder of brachas, Shetach Tiknu Chachamim. And then once I say it's a Seder, even if I didn't say the first bracha, even if someone else said the first bracha, but the second bracha fits into the Seder, so that's called Smucha L'Chavata. That's the Pashtus. So again, so the Gemara said there's a Bichas Erisin that's recited the base Erisin, and Bichas Nisun is recited the base Chasana. Yet what does it mean, the base Erisin? The house that belongs to the Erisin? Beis Erisin doesn't mean the house that belongs to the Erisin. It means you recite Birchas Erisin when someone is getting married, when he's doing Kiddushin. So when it says that you say Birchas Nisun Bebeis Chasanim, so does it necessarily mean in the home of the Chasan? The home belongs to the Chasan. They're having a Shevet Brachas in the Chasan's apartment. That's what it means. So some of the Gedolim from the Svardish Kehilas translate the Gemara literally. They quote Rishon, Svadi Rishon, Rishon, take the Gemara literally. Can only recite the Shevet Brachas, the Birchas Nisun, Bebeis, Chasanim, means in the home of the Chasan. If the Shevet Brachas party is being eaten, if they're celebrating in the Chasan's home, if the parents are renting a hotel, or they're renting a restaurant, or a friend of the family is making a Shevet Brachas, you can't recite Birchas Nisun. And man, most others have the practice, not so, that you do say Birchas Nisun. Because Beis Chasanim is a Melitza, just like Beis Erisin doesn't mean the house that belongs to the Erisin. Beis Erisin means in a place where you're doing Kiddushin. So Beis Nisun means the place where you're celebrating the Nisun. It's not taken literally, Beis Chasanim. Beis Chasanim means a place where you're celebrating the marriage. We spoke yesterday about, or the other day, whatever, we spoke about the Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, what's the nature of the Birchas Erusin? Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? The Rambam's opinion is that Birchas Erusin is a Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah of marrying. And the Rambam is of the opinion that two distinct mitzvahs. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Ishus, writes, one mitzvah says is Lisa Isha Bitsuba Vikidushin, to marry. And the second mitzvah is Lichris Venirbus, two different mitzvahs. And Taisus and Nirosh don't agree. They think there is no such mitzvah, Lisa Isha. There's a mitzvah, Peregrinivya. There's no mitzvah to get married. There's an institution of marriage. Kiddushin is Tofsin. But it's not a mitzvah to get married. It's a mitzvah to have children. And if you hold that a Pilekesh is Materis Lehedyo, most assume, not like the Rambam. Rambam came up with a Chiddush. Pilekesh is only Materis Lamelach. Most of the Rishonim disagree. They hold Pilekesh is Materis Lehedyo also. So the Rush writes on Er Gemara, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Piru Rivya without getting married, and there's no mitzvah to get married. Marriage is it's chal, kiddushin atopsin, it's chal, but it's not necessary to get married to fulfill, that's the Rush's statement. It's not necessary to get married in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Piru Rivya. So what is the Bichas Erusin all about? So that's what the Rush has its famous comment. The Rush, with the Tosfos himself in Dav Zayin, he said that the Bichas Erusin is really a Bichas Sheva. Okay. So some Rishonim write, the Ozarua quotes an opinion that when one gets married, he is fulfilling a mitzvah like the Rambam said. Lisa Isha is a mitzvah. Kika Chishisha is a mitzvah, so I say. And for that mitzvah, you have to say a bracha, a Bichas HaMitzvah. Shekhisham says, it's one of the Kadesh Esa Isha. And then the Gemara says, he said Bichas Erusin, that's in addition to the Bichas HaMitzvah. Not only there is a Ruas in the end of the Balei HaTosfos, Maharam Rutmerg was a Talmud of the Ozarua. Ozarua was a Talmud of the, what's his name? Rabbi Yudis Eliyot. So the Ozarua is the end of the period, towards the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos, and usually he's always quoting from the Balei HaTosfos. He doesn't quote from the Svardish. So the Ozarua not only subscribes to the Tosfos and the Rush. The Rush was a Talmud of the Marmritmerg later, but it's all the same yeshiva, it's all the same base medrash. They're saying the same thing. So not only is he holding like Tosfos that Bichas Nisuin is a Bichas Shevach Lohidoya, he says, he quotes an opinion, you gotta say a Bichas HaMitzvah in addition. Shekhidishan Mitzvah Kadesh HaSarisha. That's the Bichas HaMitzvah. And then he says, Shekhidishan Mitzvah Tzivan Alarayas, that's the Bichas Shevach Lohidoya. Yeah. Where did you hear such a thing that you do a mitzvah and you have to say two brachas? Say a bracha, Shekhar Shem Son of Kadesh HaSarisha, then you say another bracha, Mitzivanu Al Harais, etc. It's unusual. So once in a while you have it. By a bris you have it. The model says a bracha, Shekhar Shem Son of Al Amilo. And then you say another bracha, Shekhar Shem Son of then he said, bracha, shakirish, you did me better. He said another bracha afterwards. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that by bris milah, you say a bichas mitzvah, and then the mitzvah accomplishes a result. It brings about a chalais. The baby is now no longer an oral. The baby is a mohol. The mind after meaning, he's permitted to eat truma, if he happens to be a kohen, and the oral is not permitted to eat korban pesach. Now he's allowed to eat korban pesach. So the bris milah leaves a chalois on the person. So that's why we have two brachas. You have a birchas hamitzvah al hamilah. Then because the bris leaves a chalois mahul on the person, they say bracha birchas hashevach on the chalois. Say two birchas hashevach. Lachnis bris shalavam avinu and shekirish yedid mibet. So it could be that that's what the Ozarua thinks by kiddushin as well. Kiddushin is a mitzvah. He thinks like the Rambam. Lisa Isha discerned the Kedushin. And therefore, you ought to, he quotes those Rishonim, you ought to recite a Bichas HaMitzvah, Shekedushan B'mitzvah, Sevitzivano, Bekadesh HaSarisha, and then in addition to the Bichas HaMitzvah, he said Bichas HaShevach, Vitzivano Al HaRais, etc. Kadosh HaMitzvah, Dechub V'Kedushin, recite a Bichas HaShevach, because this mitzvah of marriage brings about a chalais, that the couple now have Tfisas issues. Same observation is to say by Tfilin. The Rabbeinatam learns in the Gemara that when you put on tefillin shal yad, you say lo haniach, then you're not allowed to talk till you put on the shorosh, because you want the bracha lo haniach to be chal also on the shalosh, and then when you put on the shalosh, then you say another bracha on mitzvah's tefillin. Why do you say another bracha? The bracha ala laniach tefillin relates both to the shalyad and the shalosh. Why is it necessary to say another bracha? Now, so the Rechik used to refer to the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tefillin, where the Rambam writes, when a person puts out tefillin, it has an effect on his personality, and he's elevated in levels of Kedusha. So he used to say that when you say the bracha, La Niach Tefillin, that's the Bichas HaMitzvah, and the Mais HaMitzvah of the Kshira. Ukshartim Le'os HaLeidecha, the Hanoche. It goes in both on Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. But then when you say the second bracha, that on mitzvah's tefillin, the second bracha is like a bichas hasheva or bichas hamitzvah on the chalos. It's a bracha on the chalos. Sometimes you say a bracha on the chalos and it's not necessarily a fee of mitzvah either. Let's say a bracha ala shchita. Shekarishan de mitzvahs mitzivano ala shchita. The Gemara, Sochim Babzain refers to it. This Gemara clearly, this bracha clearly existed in the days of the Gemara also. It wasn't invented after the days of the Gemara. The Gemara says not only when you shech kachim do you say al shchitzas hazebach, when you shech chulin you say kasher yitzan zavzano al shchita. So what do you mean a bracha al shchita? Is it a mitzvah to shech an animal? So the Rambam writes like that. The mitzvah says it to shech an animal. When you're interested in meeting flesh, a mitzvah. So it's really a mitzvah. So the Ravid is masik. The Ravid not only has hasogas on the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah from the beginning to the end. Every section, every other page, he has a sagas and the Sefer Mitzvahs as well. You look in the Sefer Mitzvah Ram in the beginning. So the Ravid is masik on this Ram. Why do you say a bracha? Why does the Rambam say that Shechita is a mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah. Shechita is a matter. He doesn't see that there's a mitzvah at all. So that's the question. Does the Rambam agree with the Ravid or disagree? The Rambam really thinks that it's a mitzvah. So the case of Mishnah took it as if the Rambam is in disagreement with the Ravid. The Ravid is masiv that shechita is not a mitzvah, it's only a matir. If you're interested in eating meat, you have to shecht it in advance. He says, maybe we should say it's an iser aseh. If a person will eat meat without properly shechting it, not only will he be in violation of the law of eating nevela, he'll be mevatel, he'll be oivan the iser aseh, but to say that it's a mitzvah says it, the shech, so the Ravid says he doesn't think that's correct at all. So the Kesem Mishnah took it that the Rambam does not agree with the Ravid. The Rambam holds that it is a mitzvah sase. The mitzvah sase is conditional. If one is interested in eating meat, then he's obligated to shech the animal first, or to see to it that it's geshochtim properly, and that's a mitzvah sase. So Leitchi didn't agree with the Kesem Mishnah. They have in the collection of letters and tshuvas by Rab Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin was the older brother of Rab Meir Berlin. Rab Meir Bar Ilan was the son of the Netziv in the second wife, and Rab Chaim Berlin was the son of the Netziv in the first wife. First wife died, and then he married his niece, who was significantly younger than him. And Rab Meir Bar Ilan was born, Rab Meir Berlin was born from the second wife. So the yeshiva is Chaim Berlin, the alumni of Chaim Berlin put up money, and they collected all the letters of Rab Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv, and they printed it. First it was one volume, and then it became, I think, two volumes. They found more letters. So in one of the letters he writes that he doesn't think that the, I guess Mishnah is right, he doesn't think that the Rambam meant that it's a mitzvah says it, the Shech. Very strange. Some Talmud Chacham sent a bar Torah to Rab Chaim Berlin. But how are we in fulfillment of the mitzvah lishcho today? You go to the butcher store and you buy ready geshochten a chicken. You go to the A&P, they have wrapped up in vacuum packed packages. They have wrapped up a kosher chicken, a kosher meat, and so on. So how, where are we in fulfillment of the mitzvah of shechting? So this Talmud Chacham wrote a sefer. So he wrote, the shochet has in mind when he shechts in Idaho, Rebbe Hishepting, he has in mind that whoever wants to eat from this meat of this animal, of this chicken that he's shechting now, he's going to serve as a shliach on that, on behalf of that person. And when you buy some meat, you want to eat it, so now it's a gloy milsalem afreya, that you were a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Lishchot is a mitzvah, it's a conditional mitzvah. If you want to be a vegetarian, you're not mechuyif to shech. Not mechuyif to have meat every day in order to fulfill the mitzvah to shech. If one is interested in eating meat, then he has an obligation to see to it that it should be geshochten properly. So if I decide to eat some meat from this animal today, it'll be my milsa mafreya. When a sheikh had shechted it 6 months ago, and sitting in the freezer for 6 months, he was acting as my shalit. So Chaim Berlin writes, he thinks that that's ridiculous. The sheikh is acting as a shliach. Who, what, when, where? He doesn't know who in the world is going to buy the meat. How can he be a shliach for them? After you have to appoint a shliach in advance. What is the zachen le'hanav shleim b'fanam? He thinks the Rambam meant the same as the Ravid. He thinks when the Rambam counted a mitzvah seset to shecht animals, he didn't mean that it's a mitzvah lishchot, conditional mitzvah. If and when you're interested in eating meat, then it's a mitzvah to see to it that it has a proper shechita. No, the Rambam meant that it's an isar aseh. Just like if one eats the vele, it's a lois aseh, it's an addition to the lav, there's an isar aseh, it was a vachta kasher tzivisich of yachalta. And if you eat the vele, you're in violation of the lav, and in addition to the lav, you're also in violation of the aseh, it's an isar aseh. He thinks not like the Kes Mishnah. The Rambam didn't mean to say that it's a kiyum aseh. So if one should assume like that, that the Rambam, if you all like the Ravid is beferish, that there is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to shecht an animal. So how come he said, Brocha shekirishonu b'mitzvah yisov b'tzivonu ala shechita? Why do you have a bichus on mitzvah if there is no mitzvah? That's another Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the brocha is on the chalois heter. Shechita is on atir. Afrashas trumas amaisas is also a big machlokes rishonim and achrayim along arichas. Is there really a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas amaisas? Or should I say no? Everything is tevil. If you want to eat the food, so you have to be mafresh trumas amaisas. So maybe afrashas trumas amaisas is merely a matir. It takes off the isa tevil, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. If you're not interested in eating the tevil, maybe you're not mechuyev to be mafresh trumas amaisas. So that was a big diyun in Achreinim. Is there a mitzvah of Afrashas Trumas HaMaisas if the person is not interested in eating the tevil? But everybody knows that you say a bracha, Shekadoshan Nusasuzman of Afrashas Trumas HaMaisas, how do you say a bracha if there's no mitzvah? So that's what Elevation said, sometimes you have a bracha on a chalais. Even if it's not a mitzvah, it's only a mat, you have a bracha on a chalais. So sometimes you can have a mitzvah, which is a maisa mitzvah, and it's also a matir. Let's say, ala mila is the bichas ha-mitzvah. And then he said, bichas, another bracha, shekadoshan b'mitzvah, yisar b'tzivanu, machnis b'nisa shalav ha-mavinu, ha-shekiri shedid m'betten, those are bichas shevach v'hodo. That's a bichas ha-shevach, because the mitzvah mila has a chalois. It could be that these three are similar, not identical. Could be like the Oz Zeruah says, by quotes and opinion, by kiddushin, you recite the bracha Ashigrishan Visatsvan of the Kadesh Soisha, that's the Bichas HaMitzvah. Then you say another bracha that the Gemara calls Bichas Erisin, that's the Bichas Shevach. Because there's a chalois over here. Kiddushin creates a chalois Eshesish. The same by Bris Mila, you have two brachas. The same by Tfilin. You say a bracha L'anich Tfilin, that's the Bichas HaMitzvah. Then you say a bracha Al Mitzvah's Tfilin, maybe that's on the chalois, that the tefillin has an effect, a lasting effect on the person, like the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Tefillin, that it elevates the person to a high level. So in conjunction with this, that sometimes you have more than one bracha on a mitzvah, one bracha is on the maisa mitzvah, one bracha is on the chalois, so you have sometimes brachas that are on the chalois, but there's no maisa mitzvah. Let's say you make an erev chatzeres. That's not a mitzvah, and still you say a bracha. Shekadishan b'mitzvah sevet zivanro, Al ha'erev. So that's a bracha on the chalois, or ha'prash of strumus ha'maisis, or shchita. Could be that all of these three cases, the erev ha'tzeres, with the shchita, with the ha'prash of strumus ha'maisis, could be that they're only a bracha on the chalois. There's no mitzvah at all. So it's easily understandable that by kiddushin could be that there are two mitzvahs, according to the Oz Zeruah, as a quote that he quotes from early Rishon, could be that there are two brachas. One is l'karsha surisha, is the bichas ha'mitzvah of erisin. And then what we call Bichas Erisin, that's a Bichas HaSheva. Why an additional bracha? Because Kiddushin brings about a chalois. That could be. Anyway, we don't pass them like that. we do not recite two brachas. The Kadesh HaSoisha first, and then the Kadesh HaSoisha Chupa V'Kadush. We only say one bracha. Everything is included in the one bracha. Here the Rishonim have a discussion. Why do you say the Kadesh HaMitzvah Ayde Chupa V'Kadush? We spoke about it in there. You should have said Ayde Kiddushin V'Chupa. First you do the Kiddushin, then you do the Nisuin. You used to have a 12-month pause in between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Why do we say it backward? Mekadosh HaMitzvah Ayde Chupa V'Kiddushin. You should have said Ayde Kiddushin V'Chupa. So the Rana on the Rif quotes some of the Rishonim. I think he quotes the Balo Iter. The Sefer Iter, it says, Mekadosh HaMitzvah Chupa. The word Chupa ends with a hey. So since whenever you have a word that ends with heavy, I think, so the next word beginning with a beged kefes should not have a dogish. So really you're saying, ayde chupa bikidushin. Chupa done where kidushin had already preceded. Ayde chupa bikidushin. But because the word chupa ends with a hey, so the vikidushin begins with a vase. Instead of a base, it begins with a vase. But it's not chupa bikidushin with a vav. Chupa v'kiddushin with a vav should have said reversed, ayde kiddushin v'chupa. So what they're really saying is ayde chupa b'kiddushin, chupa done in a state of kiddushin that they already had kiddushin. And that's what the Ran quotes from the Balo Iter, but we don't have that in mind. When the Rabbanim recite the bracha, they have in mind like the Girsan Nigmar, ayde chupa v'kiddushin with a vav. We don't have in mind chupa b'kiddushin, doing chupa in the state of kiddushin after having already done kiddushin first. So why do you say chupa v'kiddushin? So I think I said over from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, my father told me. Rav Soloveitchik said that historically chupa came first. Koidim Atan Torah, the only way to do issues was bulas bal yeshlam, nichnus to do chupa v'lo nivola elah. They only had kiddushe biya. The only form was hashev, how does it say? When the Rebbein Shlomo appeared to Paramelech Mitzrayim, I think. So he said, you better give back Sarah because she's an Eishes Ish. She's Vehi Bu'ulas Ba'al. So the Gemara understands Vehi Bu'ulas Ba'al. That Kodem Matan Torah Bu'ulas Ba'al Yesh Lohem Lichna Silichu Pavlai Nivala Eilohem. That Kodem Matan Torah, and now even after Matan Torah by Bnei Noach, they only had Kiddushi Biyah. They don't have Kedusha Kesef, they don't have Kedusha Ishtar. So that, and after Matan Torah, it was Nishtana. So you have even Kedushin. Kodem Matan Torah, there was no Eris in Kedushin, B'li Nisuin. They had Kedusha Biya, and that was it. That was the four Ishtar. That's what Moshe Soloveitchik thought, that we're mentioning the two in chronological order of the way they were given. The Kodesh HaMei Sol, Ayde Chupa, the Kiddushin. Baruch Shalom gave us Kodem Matan Torah, gave the whole world Chupa, Nisuin, Bia, and only after Matan Torah gave us the Kiddushin, Kiddushin Kesef, Kiddushin Shtar, that came after Kiddushin Bia, after Chupa. That was Moshe Soloveitchik's suggestion. Then the Gemara has a Machlekes, one recites the Bicha Seirisin, should he recite a chasim at the end? Kadosh HaMitzvah Ayde Chupa V'Kiddushin? Well, no, he just says the beginning. There's no need. What's the bracha? Shevshan V'Sosu V'Tzivan V'Vasal Namas Hito Namas Adosu V'Slan Ayde Chupa V'Kiddushin. Period. You end off with that. So one Amor is of the opinion that's similar to Birchas HaNenin. Birchas HaMitzvah is a bracha k'tzara. Over here also, this is a brief bracha, a short bracha. And you don't need chasima b'baruch atiyah. And the other one, that's how we pass, and our practice is we do end off mekadosh ame Yisrael ayde chupa v'kiddushin. So we end off with chasima b'baruch. So we usually assume, when do you need a chasima b'baruch at the end? Why should you need a chasima b'baruch? The Rama writes in the Pirush HaMishnah is on bracha, that's called the bracha arucha as opposed to bracha k'tzora. So Rashi and Tosafos understood bracha k'tzora is a brief bracha, bracha arucha is a longer bracha. Emes v'yatzev, emes v'muna, those are long brachas. The Tosafos says they don't think that's what it means, bracha arucha and bracha k'tzora. Bracha arucha means a bracha that's posachas b'baruch, v'chosem is b'baruch. And a bracha k'tzora is like Bar Piagof and Shakoni Bedvaram. It's not Posachis Bebarach Vechasemis Bebarach. It's a one line bracha, that's all. So that's what the Gemara has machlokes. When one gets married, should I say, Midi Dehavi Abichas Anenin and Bichas HaMitzvahs? It's a one line bracha. Shai? Or do you say no? Midi Dehavi Akidusha. Just like in Kiddush. You have to be Posachis Bebarach Vechasemis Bebarach. So perhaps the same is true regarding the Bichas Erisin under the Chuppah. Maybe it has to be Pachsachas Bebarach Vechasemis Bebarach. Why should it be Chasemis Bebarach? When do you need a Bracha Arucha? When do you have to have Pachsachas Bebarach Vechasemis Bebarach? So that's what Tosis gives you the klal. Whenever you only have one theme in a Bracha, then there's no need to repeat it again in a Chasemis Bebarach. Whenever you're mixing in together two or more themes in a Bracha, then Kedei Shalo Yiskalkalu Ha'olam, Kedei Shalo Yishkachu, they won't get all to tumult or whatever, so you have to have them manufacture what does they say again? Whenever you have two themes in the bracha, then you have to have Pasachas Bebarach Vechasemes Bebarach. But Bichas HaMitzvah, Bichas HaNenin, there's only one theme in the bracha. Whenever you have more than one theme in the bracha, then you have to make it into a bracha rucha to have a chasimah b'baruch also. So here, that's how we paskin. Mida dehavi akidusha. Just like in Kiddush, you have Shabbach, how do you say Kiddush? Shekirishan v'sayse v'ratzavan on Shabbos kosh b'avaraz en chilon v'zgal ma'ase bereshis. You have so many different themes there. So you have more than one theme, so you have to be Chosemes Bebarach as well. Here also, it's Ibanu al Harois, Vasalanus Harus, Vitalanus Halsa, Bechupa Bekidusha, has more than one theme there. Whenever there's more than one theme, then it's called the Brach Arucha. Brach Arucha has to be Pasachis Bebarach, Chosemes Bebarach. That's how we pass. And the other one says, no, it's all considered one theme. Mida Dehavi, Abichas HaPeres, Abichas HaMitzvahs. That it's only one theme, so yeah, that he doesn't consider this more than one thing. But we assume, we pass on that it is. It's all considered one thing. Yeah?
What does Rashi mean? You say something close to the future with Kedusha.
What does Rashi mean that what? Kedusha. Yeah, Tosis is not happy with Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gil Yoni HaShas, in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, has a bit of a comment on this. He points out, the Gemara says, Harev Mekudeshes Li, that's a Lishna Derabbanan. That's not in Biblical Hebrew. Biblical Hebrew, if you want to get married, say Harev Meureses Li, Hariat Ishti, Hariat Negdosi, Tzalosi, Arusosi, Tzavikach Tzela, Mitachtov. So you can say Tzalosi, Negdosi, Ezekenegda, Ezrosi. This is all biblical Hebrew, biblical allusions. But Hare Mekudeshes is a Lishna Derabbanan. It's not a biblical terminology. And why do you say Mekudeshes? It means just like Hegdesh is Asura Kuliyama, Tzadesh is Asura Kuliyama. Rabbi Yosef Engel says it's a Lishna Derabbanan, but the concept that you're capturing in the Nusach HaBracha of the Kiddush is the concept deraisa, the concept you capture in Kiddushin. Because when a couple gets married, the Shechina Shrei Benen, there is an element of Kiddusha that's introduced into their lives, and it's a Gemara and Saita, the Ish and Isha. You have Ish has a Yud and Isha has a Hey, so you have Yud Kei, Ish and Isha, Shechina Shrei Benen. And if there's no Shalom Bayis, then the Yud and the Hey, the Shechina leaves, and you're left with Eish, representing Eish HaMachlokes. So the Gemara assumes that when a couple gets married, there is an element of Kedusha. There's also Avnei Nezer, and the end of Ebenezer has Kedushim on the Mesichtis and Seder Noshim, has a little bit on Ksubis, and Yivam has a few nice pieces on Ksubis. He has one piece where he explains the Gemara Saita in the first parak in Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph, He quotes the famous passage from the Kuzari. The Kuzari says, the Melech HaKuzarim asks the Chover, the rabbi, if you're an Orthodox rabbi, you follow everything that it says in the Bible, how come you don't go to mikveh every time you become a Zav or a Balkeri or so on? You used to go to mikveh all the time. Anytime there would be a tumah, when you touch a neveli, you should go to mikveh. How come you don't go to mikveh? So the rabbi, the Chover, answers that tumah is only a problem. Tumah poses a problem when it's a entitled asasri with kedusha. If a person wants to eat truma, wants to eat kochin, wants to be makir kabonis, wants to eat maaseh sheni, wants to enter the Beis Hamikdash. So whenever there's an inyan of kedusha, so tumah constitutes a tarted asasri with kedusha. But he lived in Russia. So he says, we live in Russia, the Kuzarim, we live so far away from the Beis Hamikdash, there's no karbonis, and there's no maaseh sheni, there's no truma, and there's no maaseh mena maaseh, nothing mekudosh. So tumah doesn't pose a problem. Tumah is only when it's a tarted asasri with kedusha. So then that's when the Kuzari. So the Avnei Nezer picks up, and he says, the Chumash writes, and when a nation says she's inso, so she's asura al bailo, so the Chumash writes it, v'nitmo'o. By the Soita, the Parsha says three times v'nitmo, and the Tanoim, one of their Mishnah, and Mishnah quotes one of the Tanoim saying, why does it say v'nitmo, 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 three times echel abal, echel aboyel, echel the truma. That v'nitmo has the connotation, she's asua al baila. So Avdinezer raised the question, why did the Chumash use an expression v'nitmo? V'nitmo usually means tumah is a contradiction, a tarted asasri, with kedusha. So he says, exactly. Whenever you have a marriage, there's ashuas ashchina, there's an element of kedusha. Arei mekudesh is the lishna, is the lishna derabbanan, but the concept is the concept deraisa. When a couple gets married, there's an element of kedusha that's injected into their lives. So therefore, when the woman becomes a soit asura by the after get divorced, so the lashon that the Torah uses is v'nitmo, because tumah and kedusha are tied to the sasri. So the soita asura al bailo, because she has undone the kedusha so issues. And then Rabbi Yosef Engel explains the Gemara has in the first perek in kedushin a havamina. The Gemara explains why it's rejected, why it's not accurate. Havamina that just like if you magdish a limb of a korban, raglish al zu oilo, I say posh the kedusha bekulo. So what if a boy gives a girl a ring and says hari chetzich mekudeshesli? Maybe we should say Pash the Kedusha Bekulo. So Taisa says, why should one think that you should say Pash the Kedusha Bekulo by Kedushin? There's no Pasuk. By Karbanas, there's a Pasuk. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, apparently, when a couple gets married, there's an element of Kedusha that's introduced into their lives. Like the Gemara said, Ish v'ish ishchina shuei b'neim, the yud of Ish and a hay of Isha. So that's why the Gemara thought that just like in Hakdoshas Be'emis, you can say Pash the Kedusha Bekulo. So the Gemara thought that by Kedushin also, there is an aspect, there is an element of Kedushin, of Kedusha, you should say Pash the Kedusha Bekulo. So maybe that's what Rashi is alluding to. Just like on Shabbos, when you say Kiddush, you're speaking about the Kedusha Sayyim. So when you say the Birchas Erisin, you're speaking about the Kedusha Soishus. So just like the Baruch of Kiddush is Arucha, Pasach is Bebaruch, Bechasem is Bebaruch, so that's that opinion. That's our practice. We pass like that, that the Birchas Erisin should also be Pasachas Bibarach V'chasem is Bibarach. Yeah. Oh, we started before. We didn't finish it. We started before the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua pointed out in the Kunch V'Sachrin that it would appear that the Birchas Nisun Alayayin, that it should add up to Sheva Brochas, it would appear that that wasn't invented by the Goyim. That seems to have existed already, this Marag Gemara. But the Birchas Erisin Alayayin, that seems that that was invented by the Goyim. That was introduced in the days of the Goyim. So he raises a question. He says the din is that Yotza Moitzi on Bar Piagofen of Kiddush and Hamoitzi of Alachilas Matzah. So he says he can understand our practice that the rabbi recites Birchas Nisuin. The rabbi doesn't drink the wine. He gives it to the Chasan Kala to drink. So how can he say Bar Piagofen for them and Bichas Hanenen, you don't say Yotza Maitzi? So he said, that he understands, just like Bar Piagofen of Kiddush, he say Yotza Maitzi. So Bichas Bichas Bar Pirgov and Bichas Nisuin, he understands also. You say Yatzamoitza. But what he doesn't understand is Bichas Erisin Alaya. That was only introduced Bisman Hagaoinim. Bisman Hagemara, he thinks it clearly didn't exist. Yeah. So he says, how can you say the Bar Pirgov? He's asked Akasha. How can the rabbi say the Bar Pirgov for the Chosen Kala if he's not drinking any of the wine at all? So that's the Kasha that he asks. So then one of the early Talmidim, one of the early Mesmochim of Valojani Yeshiva, Rabbi Yosef Paimer, his name was, Rabbi Yosef Slutsker, he's the Rabbi Slutsk, he was an alumnus of the Valojani Yeshiva, and he was on the board. Whenever they had an issue, so he was on the board and he had to make the decision. I think he was in both Dini Torah. There was a Din Torah. There was a machlokes among the Talmidim who should be the Rosh Yeshiva, whether the Beis Halevi or the Netziv. They themselves never, I don't think, had a machlokes. But the Talmidim had a machlokes. He was on the board then, I think. And then he was on the board when the Netziv's granddaughter married Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. Then the Netziv appointed Rab Chaim Soloveitchik as Magid Shir and co-Rosh Yeshiva. So people were complaining that it's nepotism, that Rab Chaim Soloveitchik did not deserve, they thought he does not have to learn sufficiently, didn't deserve to be appointed as a Magid Shir and certainly not as a Rosh Yeshiva. So the board had to decide. So Rab Chaim had to say a Shir the Dugma. He had to deliver a Shir. The board were learned people, they were all Mesmachim of the Yeshiva, alumni, so they had to decide whether Rab Chaim is right to say a Shir or not. So this Rab Yosef Slutsker was one of the Mevinim who decided that Rab Chaim knew how to learn, and he's right to be a Magid Shir and a Rosh Yeshiva and Balod. So this Rav Yosef Slutsker, he lived in the middle 1800s. The Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin Yeshiva was founded in 1801. He was one of the early Talmidim. So he wrote a collection of Shalas and Shuvas, which was never printed till the late 1900s, 1970, 1980, or something like that. From generation to generation, it was always transmitted. The Ksav Yad of the Shadus HaTshuvos, Rabbi Yosef Slutsker, and they always every generation they attempted to print it, and something always came up. And Machon Yerushalayim was Zeche in the 1960s or some 1970s, they were Zeche, they printed the Tshuvos. So he has a Tshuva there to one of the Rabbanim. So the Rav said, well, the Yeshua said, you can't do this. And Yeshua said, you can't, the Rabbi Mesadik Dushan can't say Bar Piagofen on Bichas Erisin. On Bichas Tisun, there was never an issue. The whole issue only was on the Bichas Erisin. Because Bizman and Gemara, they never had Alayayin, Bichas Erisin Alayayin. So how can the rabbi say Bar Piagofen if he's not drinking the wine? He's only giving it to the Chosen Kala to drink. So one of the Rabbanim sent a letter to Rabbi Yosef Lasutzka that the Yeshua said that's not valid. So he writes him back, I beg your pardon, the Yeshua never said it's not valid. The Yeshua asked the Kasha. He says, and the teretz to the Kasha is that once the Gaonim made the Takana that Birchas Erisin should be recited Alayayin, so we treat it the same as Kiddush and Havdalah, Alayayin, that he can be Moitzi even with the Bar Pirgofen, just like Bar Pirgofen of Kiddush. He said, Yotzamaitz, he said, the Bar Pirgofen of Birchas Erisin also. That's what Rabbi Yosef Slutsker says. He says he doesn't see that there's a problem. Yeshua never said Lalocha, he just asked the Kasha. And the Teretz is, that's an Ishkin Kash. Once the Takanas Hagana was instituted, he should be recited Alayayin, so it's the same as Kiddush and Abdullah. In the Sefer Afike Yam, which was written in the early 1900s, he quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Shlita, that he was still alive. So in the Sefer Afike Yam, he quotes that he heard from Rav Simcha Zelig, who was Rav Chaim's dayan in Brisk. Rav Simcha Zelig always used to watch very careful everything Rav Chaim did, everything Rav Chaim said, and he would always follow everything Rav Chaim. So he said, Rav Chaim used to do it in an inconspicuous fashion. When he was Mesadik Kiddushin, he said, Birchas Erisin, he would tilt over the cup of wine in such a way that some of the wine would drop on his fingers, and then when he gave the cup of wine to the Chosen Kala, he would lick his fingers in an inconspicuous fashion, that nobody should notice, because the minig olam is that the Masada Kedushin does not drink the wine, only the Chosen Kala. And the Pnei Yeshua was bothered with the Kasha by Birchas Erisin. How is that allowed? So Rav Chaim didn't want to do Befrahesia against the minig olam, So Bitsina, in a way that no one noticed it, he used to lick his finger, he should drink the wine also. I don't really understand how it helps, because there was no yeshiva. The Gemara says in Brachas only if Hesebu Echem Mevarach Lukulam. That's the Mishnah in Brachas Dachman Gimel. If all of the people drinking the wine are together in the sitting, the Hesebu, then Echem Mevarach Lukulam. Tosafot says, B'zman Hazeh nobody ever eats or drinks the Hesebu. We're not used to it, it's so uncomfortable. So Yeshiva Didan, Hesebu Nituach. They're all sitting around the table. That's called the Kriyas, and the Kriyas, like me, might say the others. Under the Chuppah, they're not sitting and they're not Mason, it's nothing. So even if he is going to sip some of the wine, how can he patter the chasen kala and the bracha of the wine? I don't see how that helps. But the
is there a right that even understanding the amount of that it's still sufficient with the beer targets that you can be both the others?
Abichas hamitzo, yet kia shayfer hamikra megillah, yeah. That you don't need kriyas, but hamoitzi. And Bar Pi Agafen, for that the Mishnah says you need a kriyas together. Birchas HaMitzvah, there was never a problem. It's only by Birchas Achila, by Pasen Yayin, that you need Haseba, and by the ice cream and by the potato chips, Haseba is irrelevant. So that was the Machloikas, 2 days in the Gemara, Machloikas Arishanim, but it means you can be Maitzah the other one even B'li Haseba, or you cannot be Maitzah the other one even with Haseba. But on the Yayin, the Gemara says you need Haseba or Yeshiva Didan, Haseba Didu. So here they're not sitting. They're all standing. So that's a famous Pnei Yeshua on this daf. And the Kunt Resach and the Estekasha and Bichas Erison. So some Rabbanim today make a whole public parade about this when they recite Bichas Erison. So some of them even do it on Bichas Nisuin. They'll take a sip of wine. Bichas Nisuin was never a problem. The whole problem only was on Bichas Erison. And even on Bichas Erisin, Rab Chaim did it in an inconspicuous fashion, to the extent that no one noticed it. Even Rav Dovah the Soloveitchik was never makpid on this, because he said he never saw his father sipping from the wine. Rab Simcha Zelig said, you would only notice it if you watched them very carefully. Rab Chaim did it in such an inconspicuous fashion, even his own son Rav Dovah never noticed it. And that's what today, some of the Rabbanim are makpid to make sure they take a sip of the wine, even on the Koshel Nisuin, and others are Makbid. The others who drink the Koshel Yai and make a big public demonstration out of it, that's not what Rab Chaim did. Rab Chaim did it in an inconspicuous fashion, not to contradict the minigar. The minig is that the rabbi says the brocha. I don't think Rab Soloveitchik ever did. Rab Soloveitchik did like Rab Elgala. He never used to sip from the wine. We assume that you can be moitzi the others, but the Bar Pi Agafen, that is like Bar Pi Agafen of Kiddush and Abdullah. So Rashi and Tosis explain that there are two of the Sheva Brachas that don't begin with Baruch Atu Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, that Sois Tosis Misogel HaKora. What is Sois Tosis Misogel HaKora? That goes on Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, should be rebuilt. What does it have to do with the Chasana? What does it have to do with the Chasana? So that's what Rashi quotes from the Navi, Mloyalos Yerushalayim al Rosh Simchasi, from Tehillim. From Tehillim. So the Chasana is Rosh Simchasi, so you have to mention Binyan Yerushalayim. Mloyalos Ram, so we say, Sos Tosu, Sogal Agora, and Binyan Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So those two brachas, Sos Tosis, the Sameach are not Pesachas B'Baruch because the Smucha L'Chavato. So here, Taisus has a whole discussion. The top Taisus on Ches on the base has a whole discussion. Major Machlok is the Rashbam and the Rabbi Natan, who are brothers. They were grandchildren of Rashi. Rashi's son-in-law was Rabbi Meir, and he had 3 sons. So the oldest was the Rashbam, the Rabbi Natan was younger, significantly younger. And after Rashi passed away, then they had another brother was born, named after Rashi, Rabbeinu Shlomo. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam every so often have disagreements. So here is one of their machlokes. When you speak about a brocha, smucha l'chavato, doesn't have to be pasachas b'boruch, what does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that smucha l'chavato has to be smucha to a brocha arucha. Brocha Arucha means Pesach is Bibarak, Vuchasem is Bibarak. So the chasima of the previous bracha counts as if it's the psicha of the next bracha. But if the first bracha, let's say bar pi agofen, let's say say baruch atah Hashem bar pi agofen, that's a bracha ktsara. There is no, the psicha is the chasima. You don't have two. You don't have a psicha and a chasima. So then, since it's a bracha ktsara, so the kiddush has to be baruch atah Hashem shegrushan mesos avirasavanu. So you have to have Pasachas B'baruch for the Kiddush. Let the Kiddush be smuch al chavato to the Bar Pi Agofen. So the Rabbi Natam says it doesn't qualify. Smuch al chavato means if the previous bracha to which this is smucha has a psicha B'baruch v'chasima B'baruch, so the chasima B'baruch is really meyuter. So that serves as the baruch atah for the next bracha. But if the previous bracha is a bracha k'tzara, then it can't be called bracha smucha lechavato. And the Rashbam disagreed. He said, where did he get that idea from? Smucha lechavato, smucha lechavato. How come the bracha of Kiddush begins baruch atah Hashem? If the first bracha is bar pi agofen, let the second bracha be a smucha lechavato. So Taisus discusses it in Psochim and in Brochas. Why is it pasach d'bar? So this machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam, the two brothers, has to do with a Gemara Brochus Yud Aleph on the base, the end of the first parak, and there it's Bahar Chave in the Tosfei Harosh. He has it Barichas. The Gemara says that there's an institution of Bichas HaTorah. The Ramban paskins that Bichas HaTorah is their Isa. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Ramban deleted many Mitzvahs essay that are counted by the Ramban, and you have to have Ramach Mitzvahs essay. And you have to have Shasal Lavin, so the Ramban deletes many of the Lavim that the Rambam included. So the Ramban has to add on a number of Mitzvah Ses, a number of Mitzvah Lavin, in order that it should add up to the Ramach Mitzvah Ses and the Shasal Mitzvah Leses. So everybody knows the famous, the Ramban Mitzvah Dalet that he added on is the Mitzvah of establishing a Medina in Eretz Yisrael and living in Eretz Yisrael. That's Mitzvah Ses Dalet. But he has many other famous Mitzvahs. So one of the famous mitzvahs that he adds on is Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam only counted the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but he didn't count the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. Ramban says Birchas HaTorah, number one, is deraisa. It's not an asmachta mid the Rabbana. And number two, it's not part of the same mitzvah. It's not Lilma Torah or Levaruch Aleho. They're two separate mitzvahs. Levaruch Birchas HaTorah is one mitzvah, and Lilma HaTorah is another mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Shagasariya, who paskens like the Ramban, that Bichas HaTorah is deraisa. So let's say a person woke up in the morning, he's half asleep, and he doesn't remember if he said Bichas HaTorah or not. So that's a suffix deraisa l'chumra. So you have to repeat, if you misupit, you have to repeat the bracha. So the Gemara in Brochas talks about the text of the Bichas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, you should say, Asher Gereshan Mitzvah Tzvano, Lasak B'divrei Torah. Fine. Then the Gemara says, you should add on some more. Harivnu Hashem Elokeinu Zdivis Haroscha Befinu V'yamcha Beis Yisrael Inach Natsatzeinu Lon Yod Yishmecha. Then what do you have to end off? Amlamet Torah L'yam Yisrael. Then he says, Hashem Nosem Lam Torah Sem Zechayram Hashem Nosein HaTorah. So how many brachas did you say here? So the simple reading of the Gemara is that you have three brachas. You have Lasik Dere Sir, then you have Harev No, then you say Hashanasal Mana Teres Emes. So how come Harev No starts Harev No? Shouldn't you start Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? Why do you start with that? It's not Pasachas Bebaruch. So the simple teretz is that it's Mucha Lechavato. There's a Seder, and the Seder is first you say Lasik Dere Sir, then you say Harev No, it's Mucha Lechavato. So that's what the Rashbam read, the simple gifts in the Gemara. And then he said, Hashanasal Manu Teres Emes. Why did he start Hashanasal Manu? Let that also be Smucha Lechavato. He's saying it right after the second bracha. So you have to look at the Tosfos and Brachas and the Tosfos and Psochim. The stam of the answer, because it sometimes exists independently after you get an Aliyah. So before the Aliyah, say Hashanasal Manu, after Aliyah, say Hashanasal Manu. Why do you say Hashanasal Manu Pesach is Bebaruch? Why isn't it Smucha Lechavato to Hashabach Abona before the Aliyah? Yishtabach is not Pesach is Bebaruch because it's Smucha Lebaruch Sheomar. It's called a Bracha Smucha Lechavato even though you have pages of Pesukim Zim and Mapsik in between. So let Hashem Nasam Lanu, let Hashem Nasam Lanu be a smucha lechabata tashabocha banu, even though you have the Pesukim of the Aliyah Mapsik in between. So the Ritva asks that Kasha, the Ritva Megillah. So the Ritva writes an answer in a Melitza Dika style. The Ritva always writes Melitzas. As well as very cheerful style of Hebrew. He writes a Melitza, he says, Psuka de Zimra is not a hefsik because min bimina ain't a chaytzik. But Kriya Satara is a hefsik in between Ashabacha Banu and Ashanasa Banu because min bishena mina is a chatzitza. What do you mean, min bimina, min bishena mina? Rav Soloveitchik explained the bracha is a shevach. And Psuka de Zimra is shevach. So shevach, shevach, and shevach, everything is one long hemshech. So yishtabach is a smucha lechavato to the bracha before, and you have a look at the end of the halal, a smucha lechavato to the birchas halal in the beginning, because the halal is not a hepsi, because that shevach and that shevach and that shevach. The halal is a shevach. Kriyas HaTorah is not a shevach. The bracha shebacha bono, bracha shenasan bono, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a shevach. But the psukim of the Kriyas HaTorah are rarely shevach. Psukim is Talmud Torah. So that's what the Ritva writes in Malitza, min b'mina ena choytzitz, min m'sheina mina choytzitz. That's not called smucha l'chavta. So asher nasan lanu, that we say after lasik b'dirisar harvna, then say asher nasan lanu terasemis, asher nasan lanu is sometimes recited after an aliyah, and it stands alone. And it's not smucha l'chavta tashar bochabonu, because min m'sheina mina is choytzitz. So since it's going to stand all by itself after the Aliyah, it has to be Pesachas B'Baruch, so even though now it's going to follow right after Harivno, you can't treat it like Smucha L'Chavata, because sometimes it's going to stand by itself. That's what Tosis quotes the Klauf in Yerushalmi. Since Hashem Nasalana, fine. So how many brachas do you say? So one Amora says you should say Lasik B'Dirisar. The other one says it's nice to add on Harivno. Then the other one says Hashem Nasalana. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, they're all nice, let's say all of them, all of the above. Hilchach nemrinu lekulhu. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. Hilchach nemrinu lekulhu. So Tosis works with a klal, that the word kulhu only can apply to three or more. All. If all you have are two things, you can't say all, you say shneihem. So the girsa in the Gemara was, there were three brachas. Lasik b'dirisar is one. Harivna smucha l'chavata, that's bracha number two. The third bracha shenasan lano. And they're all nice ideas, so the Gemara concludes, hilchach nemrinu lekulhu. The Rabbi Natan says it can't be. Harivna can't be considered smucha l'chavata to lasik b'dirisar, because lasik b'dirisar is a bracha ktsara. The only time it's called smucha l'chavata is the previous bracha was Pesachas B'Baruch V'Chasemes B'Baruch. So the Chasima B'Baruch counts as the Psicha for the next Bracha. But Lasik B'Dirisar is a Bracha Ktsara. So you can't say Harav Noah is Smucha L'Chavato. So Rabbi Natam ends on Avav, V'Harav Noah. It's a Hemshech of the same Bracha, it's one paragraph. It's not Bracha number one is Lasik B'Dirisar, Bracha number two is Harav Noah. It's all part of Bracha number one. Amar, I think Rabbi Yechanan was Moisif, but he added on to the first bracha. And then the Gemara says, they're all nice ideas. Hilchach nemrinu lekulu, you should say all of the above. What do you mean all of the above? There are only two. You don't use the word all if there are only two. So Rabbi Natam thinks we should change the girsa. Instead of saying Hilchach nemrinu lekulu, Rochi Garsina Hilchach nemrinu litravayhu. We should say both. So that's the machlekes, the Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam. So that's why the minig is, the practice is, a person shouldn't say the bracha out loud. Lasik b'dirisar, because it's a machlekes, according to the Rashbam, he just finished the bracha, so the tzibah should say amen. According to Rabbi Natan, he's in the middle of the bracha. The harivna, he didn't finish the bracha yet. So because it's a machlekes, whether he should say amen, so you don't say the bracha out loud, you just say amen at the end. And then you say amen at the end of Asher Nasan Lanu. So that's the big machlekes, the Rabbi Natan and the Rashbam. So why do they have it here? Because Seis Tasis and Sameach de Sameach, Abot smucha lechavato. The both smucha lechavato. Lechala days. Why? Because the previous bracha, shatzah sarim etzam etzam nusam nis bracha tashem yetzah ha'adam, that was a bracha pasachas bebaruch and chasem is bebaruch. So it says tasis and smucha to that, that's lechala days. And samech tesamach is smucha to that. And it's also, that's lechala days. But the question is, why is Ashirat Sarim Mitzam Mitzam Gustav Nisa? Why is that one Pesach is Bevarach? Let that be Smucha Lechavato, Smucha to Yetzer Ha'odom. So that was the big machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. So Rabbi Natam said, no, there is no such thing as Smucha Lechavato if the previous bracha to which the next bracha is Smucha is only a bracha Ktzor. So there's nothing to discuss on Ashirat Sarim Mitzam. That can't be Smucha Lechavato. The first bracha that qualifies is says tosis and taki is smucha lechavato. And the Rashbam gives a different reason why shiatz tzam 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 musam nisay is pasachas debaruch. It's not because it can't qualify as smucha lechavato. No, it is called smucha lechavato even if the first bracha is a bracha k'tzor. There's a very common minig, a very popular minig by Sfaradim also, not just by Ashkenazim. When the Chazan repeats the Shemun Esrei, he says, Yalla B'yavay. So he says, Zocher Shalokeinu Baletev, Fakdein Lebracha, Hashem Ba'alachayim. So everybody screams out, Fakdein Lebracha, Amen, Hashem Ba'alachayim, Amen. Everybody screams out, Amen. So some G'dayle Ma'amakbid, you're not supposed to say Amen in the middle of a bracha. Because our meaning is that we say, Lasik b'divrei Sarah softly, because it's a machlekes, the Rashbam and the Rabbi Natan, did you just finish a bracha or not? So it's a machlekes, whether the tzibur ha-kol ha-shemim should answer amen, so we say the bracha softly, not to say amen. Because you're not allowed to say amen if you're in the middle of a bracha. What do you mean, not allowed to say? We say it all the time, yalla v'yavay. Zachayin ha-shem ken bo l'toyv amen, fakdeinu ala bracha amen, in the middle of a bracha. So you see that there's nothing wrong. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva on everything, Baruch Hashem. So he quotes Svarim Shigdolim, who talk about this practice. Rav Soloveitchik used to have the practice, he insisted you shouldn't say Amen in the middle of Yalla V'Yavoy because of this Kepeda. You're not allowed to say Amen in the middle of a bracha. By Rosh Chodesh Benshin, so you say, Tavod L'Avrach, Amen, Yishua Nechama, Amen, you say Amen, that's not a bracha, that's a tchina. So you can say Amen. But in the middle of Yalav Yavet, that's stuck in the middle of a bracha in the Shemun Esrei, so that is more of a kpeda not to say Amen. Here the Rabbi Natam added on the Vav, Viha Rivno, because he thinks that Lasik B'divrei is not the conclusion of the first bracha. Viha Rivno is a hemshuk, so you have to have a Vav to demonstrate that it's a hemshuk. So there's a machlekes achreinim when you say Atuchayna L'Adam Das. So on Matzoi Shabbos you say, Atochan Anton Lemada Tarasecha along Arichas, then you end off Bechaneinu Meitcha Deyabinam Haska Baruch Atah Hashem Chanein Adoas. They say Bechaneinu. On the rest of the week, when you don't add on, you don't insert Atochan Antonu, so we don't say Bechaneinu. Atochan Lemada Tarasecha along Arichas, Chanein Meitcha Deyabinam Haska. So some Gdolim came up with an Einfall. It's one bracha, so you have to say Bechaneinu. Not only Amatzoi Shabbos, all week long you have to say B'chaneinu to demonstrate that it's not a new bracha, it's a hemshech of the same bracha. So I think the quote Rabbi Moshe Feinstein had that, I think Rabbi Mordechai Tendler has, one of his swarm, he writes that his grandfather Rabbi Moshe had that practice. I think that's what he writes. All week long you said B'chaneinu. Some of the Hungarian Achreinim have such a practice. They say B'chaneinu even all week long. The Pashtus is that it's not the same at all. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The brachas hamtzoyis are supposed to be bakoshes tzarachim. So after giving that introduction, then you say, chaneinu mitcha de'abinu haska. You don't have to say v'chaneinu. You didn't ask any bakoshe yet. The first line of HaTachayinu L'Adam Das Malam L'Anish Bina is a shevach. See, that's the introduction. Then you say, chaneinu mitcha, that's the bakoshe. Hamatzoy Shabbos, you say, you said a bakosha, ochal aleinu. Then you want to say v'chaneinu. It's another bakosha. So you can't say chaneinu. You have to say v'chaneinu. We ask for one thing. V'chanenu, he asked for another thing. So they need a vav. But over here, all week long, you didn't ask for two things. The first thing you're asking for is the only thing you're asking. V'chanenu mitcha deh binu haska. It's not at all the same. The pashtus is one. Really, for all week long? Okay. Interesting. Okay. Not familiar at all. Okay. Maybe we will stop over here. Yes. That'll make life easier for me. Okay, very good.